A Journey to Churchill. That's the title of a new exhibit due to open in 2014 at Assiniboine Zoo in Winnipeg, Canada. Winnipeg is the gateway to Churchill, and Churchill is the polar bear capital of the world. And according to Tim Sinclair Smith, director of the zoo, that's what inspired this new exhibit.
It's exactly like the name says, it's a journey to Churchill. So we're trying to tell a story about the different animals, the different habitats that you would find along the way. So you'll see lots of things from the caribou to musk ox, you'll see arctic fox, snowy owls, and then you'll start getting into the really, really cool stuff that everybody really is going to come to see, and that's the polar bears and ring seals.
What will make this exhibit different from, say, your average polar bear exhibit in a zoo?
This is a pretty big exhibit as far as zoological exhibits go. This thing's 10 acres, so the polar bear exhibits themselves are enormous and some of the biggest that you'll see in any zoological facility throughout the world. And I think the most amazing thing about it is, we have facilities here like the International Polar Bear Conservation Centre, which are a part of that journey to Churchill, and one of the components that we've already opened. Polar bears that are in trouble out in the wild, a cub that may be orphaned, will come through a program here at the IPBCC and then go on to the Journey to Churchill facility. So people will get to know these animals. They'll very much, like Debbie, the polar bear that passed away back in 2008, they'll very much become family to the public here.
So in a way, part of this will actually be about rescuing polar bears that would otherwise die out in the wild.
Exactly. I mean, there's lots of big issues happening up there in Churchill, and a lot of it is the environmental impact with the ice forming later every year, melting earlier. This is a critical component to the life cycle of a polar bear and a ring seal. But with the polar bears, the ring seal being the major food source, if they can't get out onto the ice to hunt the animals to get that food, then they're going to start starving. So there is a really big concern that we could end up with a large starvation event with these polar bears. So because of that impact, we're starting to see orphan cubs show up in the management zone around the town of Churchill. And those are the animals that, when they're orphaned, the chances of survival is basically none. So having a facility like this that can take them in, of course they'll come into captivity and that's where they'll stay. There's no point releasing them back out into the wild because there's already a food shortage problem out there. Raising them and releasing them back out there is only going to create more of a problem. So we're trying to ensure that genetic population of animals, which is a unique population of animals, is maintained and then we don't lose them forever.
So apart from being an interesting exhibit for the public to come and look at, what else are you doing here?
We're doing a lot of different research and conservation projects. There's some very cool things happening in this exhibit. For example, this will be the only exhibit that you can come to anywhere in the world in the winter. And when you come into the ring seal exhibit and you're walking through the acrylic tunnel, the pool will naturally freeze in the winter. So you'll actually be walking under the ice and the ring seals will be naturally digging out their blowholes to go in and back out again. And ring seals spend about 95% of their time in the water, so you're going to see them going in and out quite often. How cool is that you can literally walk under the ice? There's nowhere else you'll be able to do that.
And what about research that you're doing here?
There's different ones for different components of, what's going on out there. There's polar bear research happening, there's ring seal research, caribou, even ice, even the CEOS research people here at the local university, the ice research people, will be coming to our naturally forming pool and taking core samples in the ice because we're trying to learn what's happening up there, why is the ice melting later and et cetera. So these guys are going to be a critical part of an entire story that we're trying to tell here, which is what's happening to these animals. It's not just about the actual animal themselves, but what other effects are happening to them. And so we're working with other researchers as well as our own to try and find out as much information as we can.
And how important is the information that you'll have here in terms of polar bears in captivity all over the world?
Well, we have a genetics lab here, and as far as I know, we're the only zoological facility anywhere in the world that has a genetics facility in-house. Lots of benefits to that, and one of the big ones being is that we can genetically profile every animal that comes in. So every polar bear cub that comes in from the wild, we can take samples out of it, we can keep a database of these animals, we can ensure that the next one's the next year, if they're related or not, and ensure that wherever we're sending these animals, when we're working on the species survival program for them, we can ensure that we're not matching siblings up with other siblings. We try and keep as diverse genetics as possible.
That's Tim Sinclair Smith, director of the Assiniboine Zoo. For more information about the journey to Churchill, visit assiniboineparkzoo.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more
interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.